From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
I'm Madeline Brand. We begin today with money and media. Coming up, a Day to Day follow-up interview with a woman whose life plan ran into the writer's strike. She is losing a lot of money.
First, the story of how big media companies are thinking this will be a very good day for them. The federal agency that oversees broadcasting in this country, the Federal Communications Commission, holds its monthly meeting today. It is voting to allow media companies to own both a newspaper and a TV station in the nation's 20 biggest media markets. John Egerton is Washington Bureau Chief for Broadcasting and Cable Magazine. John, welcome to the show. Why is this such a big deal in the media world?
Because it allows newspapers and TV stations in the top 20 markets to combine in markets where they were not allowed to before, and they say they need to do that to be able to provide more news, more local news, and to do it more efficiently.
The opponents of this move, and there are a lot of them, say that newspapers and television stations in the 20 biggest markets anyway aren't really in trouble. It's smaller markets where they may be in trouble. And there are going to be fewer voices if you do this, fewer independent voices in the communities, more concentration, which they don't like, the opponents.
From the FCC standpoint, yes, I think they would prefer to be able to go deeper into the markets and to be able to allow more cross-ownerships, but there's been a lot of pushback on the Hill. It's one of the most contentious issues they've had to deal with, and I think that FCC Chairman Martin has taken a compromise position. He's also created a waiver process that would allow smaller markets to combine if they met certain public interest tests.
What is the argument that the industry makes in order to persuade the FCC to do this?
They say that if you don't allow these combinations, you could, in essence, lose voices because the stations or the newspaper might not be able to provide the same kind of coverage, the same kind of news as they could if they combine. Obviously, some people don't accept that argument. But the argument they make is that, you know, this is the same sort of efficiency, the same sort of consolidation that you see in other places, that's sort of like it's necessary in an industry, let's say newspapers, that they say is actually, you know, in decline.
They're looking ahead. They're saying readership is down. We can measure that. And we're going to have very grim times if we don't do something now to help the newspaper industry.
Right.
What does this say about the media business in general, do you think?
Well, I know there are certainly some people who say that this may actually be yesterday's fight. The new battleground in terms of consolidation, in terms of control, is not how many stations you own. For instance, the Walt Disney Company didn't even weigh in on this. They're essentially saying, you know, they're putting their money on new media outlets, and there are people who say, you know, the combinations of media companies with online sites, with a Neopets, with a Facebook, that's really where you're going to have the new battleground in terms of companies controlling voices or companies marketing to you wherever you exist.
The Walt Disney Company owns ABC, owns the ABC television network.
Yes.
And they own a lot of stations around the country, yes?
Mm-hmm.
They didn't even bother to file before the FCC on this?
No. They said, I quote, "Given the increase in and attractiveness of new media outlets, the commission may soon find itself considering ways to incent rather than restrict ownership of over-the-air broadcast stations."
John Egerton of Broadcasting and Cable Magazine in Washington. John, thank you.
Thanks, Alex.